NEA Baptist Clinic is taking the next 2 weekends and moving to the new clinic location on the new NEA Baptist Medical Campus at East Johnson Avenue in Jonesboro. All NEA Baptist Family Medicine clinics and urgent care facilities will stay where they're at. Other locations that are staying where they are include physical therapy, pediatrics, urology, the sleep center, neuropsychology, and wound care. Those offices that are not at the NEA Baptist location on Matthews will move to the new facility this weekend. Those that are at the Matthews location will move next weekend. Daryl King is the CEO of NEA Baptist Clinic, and King says having the new clinic and the hospital in one location will be a benefit to the patients.
You could have the situation where someone would be seen in the physician office, and after testing and diagnosis and that sort of thing, they could be admitted, you know, really from the physician office to the hospital. And that wouldn't, you know, that's not a trip across town anymore. I mean, that's in the same complex. And so there, I believe, will be some benefit to the patient in that everything is at one place. The other thing is, a physician in practice, say a cardiologist, for example, spends some of their time in the hospital, in the cath lab or whatever, some of their time in the physician office seeing patients. And with those two things being physically close together, then they can kind of maximize their time. So I believe our physicians will be in clinic more often, where they may in the past have had to take the afternoon and go to the hospital. They may be in clinic more often and able to see more patients in clinic. So that's a benefit to the patient, I think, as well.
And he says moving the process for those specialty offices that are not at Matthews will start today. And the clinics that are at the specialty offices on Matthews will start moving next Friday.
What will happen in both phases, but beginning with the first phase, is on Friday, the clinics that were moving will close their clinics. We will not be open to see patients on Friday in those particular locations. And then we have someone helping us move, but essentially we'll be moving those clinics all day Friday, part of the day Saturday. Hopefully we've prepared so that we'll be done pretty much Saturday. We'll have Sunday as a day if there are any kind of kinks that need to be worked out. And then we'll begin seeing patients, a reduced schedule of patients on Monday. And then we'll be, you know, full speed on Tuesday. That's coming up this weekend. And then the next weekend we'll do the same thing with really just our Matthews location, the 311 Matthews location. So first wave is everybody but the 311 Matthews, and the second wave is the Matthews location. So certainly by the end of this month, we'll be well situated and I think have everything in place, and things will begin to get kind of back to normal.
And he says patients are being notified when their next appointments are and where to go to see their doctors. According to King, the clinics will be moved in by the end of the month, and he says the new hospital has played a huge role in recruiting people to Jonesboro and Northeast Arkansas.
Of course, a lot of what we've done over the last few years is recruit physicians. We are recruiting physicians that are coming out of training in an academic setting, and they've had, in many cases, they're on kind of the forefront of medical technology and knowledge. And what we have found to a person, and some of them have exposure to major medical centers, you know, beyond Arkansas. And when they come here, they are wowed by the technology, by the space, by the amenities. I mean, to a person, we've not had anyone say to us, "Wow, this is not quite what I was expecting." In fact, we've had just the opposite reaction. We've had physicians from New Mexico and Chicago, and either they've trained or practiced in those places, and when they come here, they're blown away that we have this facility in this community.
And he says the next change will take place later this year as NEA Baptist will switch to a new digital medical record system.
The next major change that we see as a health system is going live with and implementing a new electronic health record. So we have one now, but the new platform will be the Epic platform. And so we will go live with it in August, the clinic will, and then the hospital in September. And so by the end of September, we will be, while we're physically integrated now, you know, with this project, we will be electronically integrated with our electronic health record. We are to some degree now, but it will really truly be one record in an integrated fashion. And there's a lot of, we can talk more about that as we get close to it, but there's a lot of really neat features to that record. There's a feature called My Chart, you know, where basically you can access your chart. You can, it becomes somewhat portable. There are portal features. And so we can also link other physicians in the community that are not necessarily a part of our health system, but they can still, if they choose to, be linked and have access to our electronic record. So a true integrated electronic health record we're very excited about, and that's in August and September of 2014.
More information on the clinic moves and more can be found at www.neaonthemove.com.